What up, y'all? This girl taught me love. This girl taught me patience. This girl taught me pain. She's 1 year older, 1 year wiser. We got my girl, my co-host, Alexa Ray Ray Alcantara.
Hey, what up, y'all? On the other line, I really think with her vocal chops, she should have been in Rent Live. Everybody, give it up for Kirsten. A little curse. Osseo.
And this is the
Pop
and
Loss podcast. What up, y'all?
What up, y'all? Ew, gross.
Oh, shit.
What up, guys? This is another long-distance podcast working on
it's
our
true.
LDR, you know? No day, but today, you know?
Oh, shit! Good one!
I hate you. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
It's been 2 weeks since our anniversary ep, right?
Yeah, I think
so. Thank you guys for being on this 3-year journey with us. Before we jump in, I was listening to our anniversary episode from the first year with my brother.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, that episode was funny. Sorry.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, your brother is funny. Right. Dang, I forgot about that.
I also feel like one thing, because we talked about resolutions and how we said that we wanted to start like being more intense about our reactions to things, and I feel like we definitely did that.
Is that what we said?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, not intense, but I say, like, Ken mentioned, like, you know, it's not so much that we need to focus on like our opinions or like what we think about things, like whether or not something was good, but more about how we react to those things, and especially how we react differently. And I feel like that's something we've definitely done more of. No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I do remember him saying, because I remember I was like, oh, I wish I like read articles and stuff before we talk about it. And I remember him saying, like, I don't think you have to do that. Like, I don't think that necessarily makes it better.
Yeah.
Like, makes the podcast better.
Yeah.
Good tips from producer Ken.
Yeah. Shout out to sometimes producer Ken, but I don't know, guys. He hasn't really been, he hasn't been out here, but it's cool. It's cool. Producer at heart.
Yeah.
I listened to the Guilty Pleasure episode. I feel like as our friendship and podcast relationship has grown, I've just found you more ridiculous. Because I just feel like I think, like, before I would, like, tamp down my reactions to you and be like, you know, interesting. But now I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, LOL. that's how it should be. I love that episode, by the way, the Guilty Pleasures episode.
Wait.
It's hilarious.
Guys, you should take a listen. Listen to Alexa singing Clay Aiken, or I call her, Bay Aiken.
I can't. No, but also that's when you were like all trying to get like talk about your like trance music, and I was like, all right.
That's cool. I mean, truly a vibe. Truly a vibe, guys, when vibes weren't a thing back then. But yeah. Alexa, tell me what's been popping.
Yeah, I have some pretty new things for you in the pop culture world that's been happening. First I want to start with the fact that Ashton Kutcher is now texting, well, quote unquote, texting his fans. And I don't know if everybody knows this, but on social media, he gave out his phone number. Well, what we think is his phone number. And he was like, text me, sign up on this list, and I will text you back. And he even said, like, it is me. So I just want to connect with my fans in a different way. So I know me, you, and Teeves had signed up on this list.
Yes, I texted right away, you guys.
I also texted right away. And then you get a text back saying to sign up on this list, put your phone number, and he'll text you back.
Yeah.
I have gotten 3 morning texts in a row after that.
I just want to say that Ashton Kutcher left me on red, you guys. I'm real hurt. Like, I signed up for that shit and then I didn't get anything, so I fucking texted back, hello? Like,
no, no, did you really? Wait, did you really?
The only reason I did it was because you and Teams kept talking about how he texted you back. And I was like, yeah. What the fuck? Why didn't he text me back? I was mad. And then I got one text back, or no, two texts back.
Okay.
Just like random texts, like fucking paragraphs, as if he's like, you know. You know what I'm saying? Paragraph text. I'm like, oh, I don't need this.
Yeah.
But then I got one on Saturday that says, I hope you have an epic birthday. Enjoy your next trip around okay. the sun.
Right.
May you only encounter obstacles. Also, obstacles is spelled right. Okay. You Wait, can then- overcome with new enlightenment. And then I got a text immediately after that said, sorry, fat thumbs.
Okay. Okay. So this is what I say. So I think what is happening is he's texting to like a robe or an app or something. And then the app, you know, puts out the text message to everybody on the list, because I also got that text, right, the birthday one, and because it was actually my birthday, when I got the text that was like, sorry, fat fingers, wrong number, I texted back and I was like, wait, but it actually was my birthday, thanks anyway.
Wait, you so, know what kills me also is that I didn't save the number, but then it loads as maybe Ashton.
Wait, I know.
That to me is the best.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, the fact that, like, I woke up in the morning to that birthday text and it said maybe Ashton, like, on my notifications, and I was like, fuck, this shit's hella fucking me up, dog. Like, I was like, oh shit, dude, this is really messing me up.
I can't send you.
Like, I
because you get pictures too, right? Because yeah, I haven't gotten any pictures.
Okay, so I got a picture of him and Mila Kunis at the Laker game, and then him hiking.
Oh god.
But it wasn't like a text message picture, it was like, click on this link.
Yeah.
So that's how you know it's not really him. It's him, but
too
not much really.
Too expensive for the SMS, you know.
Right.
The MMS. MMS is too expensive.
But oh, I was damn. Shook. So if anyone got those text messages, please let us know how you feel about maybe Ashton texting you. Anyway, just wanted to.
As soon as you say that, shit's really fucking me up.
Oh my god! Wait. Okay. So, something else happened to me on social media that was like, oh, I don't know. I think I mentioned like this fake Zayn from One Direction account following me or something to my sister. And she was like, oh shit, he's really following you? And I was like, obviously not, dude. And she was like, I'm sorry, I'm just confused because you're texting Ashton Kutcher. That it's like, I don't know what to believe.
Shout out to Amanda, that's a good one.
Yeah,
damn, I'm dead.
Anyway, moving on
what
from
else
that
is new?
Other things that are popping, I don't know if anyone knows, but all AMC theaters are showing free screenings of Black Panther for Black History Month. So that's you can tight. Go onto a website. We'll post it somewhere on our social media because I don't remember it. But you okay. just sign up and reserve tickets. And then make sure you get there early, though, because we tried to go and we were like 30 minutes early and there were like no seats left. Or like Whoa. they were all like solo seats. And I was like, yeah, no, that's not happening. So get there early. So you can
you
get in line and
watch it. If you guys want to watch it on the big screen.
Yeah, if because my cousin hadn't seen it on the big screen. So if anybody wants to, from February 1st to the 17th, I think, is when they're cool. giving, they're showing Black Panther for free.
That's dope.
So
what,
that's
did
really
you see
cool.
that picture of the cast of Black Panther with the cast of Crazy Rich Asians?
Yes.
That's tight. Wait, also, yeah. just that Gemma Chan and Michael B. Jordan were next to each other. Like, that's too much fire.
I know. She is so pretty. I just cannot deal.
So pretty. Like, while watching it, so pretty, super pretty. Sorry. while I was watching the movie, I'm like, is she so fine?
That's yeah, what I felt like. I know. Oh my god.
And her fucking accent is fire.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Anyway. Before you get on to your two other ones, or one other one, quick shout out to new music from Ben Platt.
Yeah,
I
saw that.
Yeah, I think an album coming out in March, but he has two songs that are out on Spotify and YouTube and stuff. Mm-hmm. One is called, he has two new ones. His album's gonna be called Sing to Me Instead, which just sounds so sweet. I don't
know. I know. How cute is that? Bye.
Yeah. One is Bad Habit, which seems like it's kind of about a bad relationship. Anyway, mm-hmm. And then the other one is Ease My Mind, which, wow, that one, like, I literally listened to that on repeat on Saturday and, yeah, like, cried. That song is so good.
Yeah, I like that one more than Bad Habit. Same. For sure.
Bad Habit is good too.
Yeah.
I think I connect more emotionally to the second one.
And I think I like his voice more in, what is it? Ease My Mind?
Ease My Mind. His voice, yeah, is crazy good.
I know. Man. Oh my gosh. I can't believe that's Benji from Pitch Perfect.
Okay.
Just so good.
I can't. You kill me. I can't believe that's Benji from Pitch Perfect. Just the things you say sometimes.
Okay,
just
is really it or is it not?
I don't know. Please, please talk about yourself in this next little bit, right?
Okay.
Here.
I feel like people have to know about this. You guys, who out there has been following the Ariana Grande tattoo debacle? Because I haven't.
So please explain it to me.
So I had seen it, but, like, it wasn't until my friend Ariel, like, kept sending us articles about it, because he was like, this is the first major L of 2019. So what happened is that Ariana Grande wanted to get a tattoo that said 7 rings. Okay. But instead, it was something like, in the Japanese characters, the guy tattooed 7 and rings, but I think, like, it didn't really make sense if you were to read it, like, a sentence or something.
In Japanese,
right. So, in Japanese, it translated to barbecue grill. Or, like, a...
Japanese barbecue grill.
And then she tries to fix it by adding some other characters in between that then ended up still translating to Japanese barbecue finger. So it's just this whole ordeal, and apparently she's trying to defend it by saying, well, I'm sure this is true, but she was like, I'm sorry, it just hurts so badly, like, I can't have him do any more. This is just going to be it. Everybody, like, get off my nuts, is basically what she's saying.
Oh, Alexa, you're really messing things up this year.
Because people are, like, really talking about it, and she's just, like, over it, I think.
Yikes. Japanese barbecue finger, guys.
So I guess it says Japanese barbecue finger. And I guess somebody, a tattoo removal company, is like, we can do it for this much or whatever. And she's like, how about everybody just back off?
Oh, shit. I mean, sure, that's also true. But yikes to that. Yikes, yeah, to Japanese barbecue finger, you guys.
Japanese barbecue finger, which my friend apparently is saying that's the biggest, or the first L of 2019 is what he said to me.
Speaking of L's.
Yes.
I feel that the Super Bowl halftime show was quite a big L. I'm sorry. That was bad. Like,
yeah. It was bad. Like, okay. I really appreciate...
For all of you guys who didn't watch, it was Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy.
Yeah.
And so it seems like a random group. Because it is.
Oh, because it is,
but a
lot
of people turned down the halftime show because of the Colin Kaepernick situation.
Yeah, which I think is valid. So,
yeah,
that's
fine. For sure. So, Cardi B turned it down and Rihanna turned it down. Is that right? Is there anyone else?
I think... I don't know.
Well, people be turning it down because...
I know for sure Cardi B. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, they got Maroon 5... And like, okay, so say these people said yes, which is really just, like, already a loss, because it's like these people are saying yes to doing something that, I don't know, it just seems like kind of lame that they said yes to doing it. But
yeah,
I mean, that's on them.
And I will say, I mean, it came out later on that, like, they didn't do it unless the NFL or whoever donated a bunch of money to charity, and then, like, yeah, Maroon 5 donated a bunch of money to charity. So it seemed like they weren't gonna, I mean, it's, they have to do it for free, but it's like, it seemed like they wanted to make sure the NFL did something, you know?
Yeah, that's one thing I didn't know. Shout out to a friend of the pod, Irwin, who let us know today that the Super Bowl halftime performers do not get paid.
Yeah, I didn't know that until
sister
told me
yesterday.
So the
reason they do it is because they usually get a spike in sales.
Yeah.
After. So that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. I mean, sure.
Yeah.
But dude, it was bad. Like this is not a diss on Maroon 5's music, because, like, they have bops.
Exactly.
You know? Like, I don't love their new stuff as much as I did, like, Songs About Jane.
Definitely not.
But it's not, like, Super Bowl music. And also,
yeah,
it's also, like, the Super Bowl halftime show is just, like, kind of out of control, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know if the people at the halftime, like, that are at the Super Bowl want to see any of the acts that, you know, go on anyway, you know? It's just the draw so that people will watch the show and then all of the ads and then all of the commercials. It's like a whole big thing. According to co-host of One to Flames, the NFL is trash anyway, so.
Yeah, the NFL is definitely trash, but I personally have an investment in it because of the Chargers, so I will
of course.
I play fantasy football, so I will forever, like, watch the Super Bowl, and the commercials are getting better. I mean the commercials this year were really good to me, most
the
of them.
The T-Mobile ones were funny.
The Verizon ones were, like, super emotional.
Was it Verizon or was it T-Mobile?
Oh, the T-Mobile ones were funny because it was, like, the text conversation.
Yeah.
And then the Verizon ones were, like, about the first responders that were, like, pretty emotional. Ooh. And then, like, a bunch of the celebrity Pepsi ones are always really funny.
Yeah, I like the Steve Carell one.
Yeah, the Steve Carell one was good.
I
didn't watch
all of them. I only watched half of the Super Bowl, and then I left after the halftime show because I had to go to church.
Oh, yeah. And then, I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody, like, well, I guess if you watch football, but the NFL 100 commercial, they had, like, a bunch of old and present players, like, do this whole thing with, like, throwing the football around. And it was, like, the best commercial ever. It was, like, the cutest thing. So I really liked that.
The cutest thing.
But, again, it's because I'm invested in
football. You like football.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I agree the NFL does not back their players as well as, like, the NBA does, but I mean, let's just hope that changes soon.
Yeah,
but in terms of the halftime show, I just, again, it was a weird mix of people. I appreciate Maroon 5's old stuff, but, like,
it doesn't, like, go,
it didn't go. And, like, Travis Scott probably had the, like, best, like, fitting kind of music for a halftime show. But, like, even then, he wasn't on very long. And then Big Boi sang a song from, like, 2003. And I'm like, okay, cool. Cool song. Like, I love that song, but sure.
Yeah. And then, like, and then Adam Levine singing the hook was just, like, bad. And then his
dancing, I just
hated it. Like, it hurts. I hurt. Like, I was in pain. Like, just watching it. But I will say one thing that I've enjoyed about it is the memes.
Oh, I know. Everything, like,
some good memes.
The tweets about everything is
just, yeah, I actually just saw one. I'm sure everyone's seen the one about the pillow and the curtains as the same print as Adam Levine's tank top.
Ew, the tank top was so ugly.
But then I saw one today that said Adam Levine dancing beside Travis Scott, and then a picture of a crest, and it says noticeably white. I really enjoyed that.
Oh my god!
His dancing was so cringy. Like, it hurt. I was in pain.
I'm trying to think if I knew that before. Like, did I know his dancing was off?
No, because his music doesn't, like, he would never really have to dance like that. You know?
True.
Like, yeah, no. I'm good. I'm good on that. I don't need to talk about that anymore.
Yeah. Let's just hope for a better show next year, guys.
Yeah. Please. And, or at least, like, I don't know.
Teams. Like, I don't know. For anybody who watches football, I'm over Tom Brady. So let's get some new people in the Super Bowl.
My coworker is a Patriots fan.
Yeah, I know some people who are too. I'm just like,
yeah.
Like, I'm not saying he's not good. Obviously, he's good, you know?
Yeah.
Clearly. But does he need to be in there all the time? Probably not.
I don't know anything about football, so. Cool. I just really, like, I base all my knowledge off of Friday Night Lights, so that's it.
I mean, also
that's
valid.
That's all I got. We have hit y'all up for some comments, questions about Rent on Fox. Rent Live on Fox, which premiered 2 Sundays ago, right?
Yes. A week, yeah, the 27th.
January 27.
Yeah.
I watched it last week. I watched it late. Not live, but also it wasn't live for those who didn't know. before we kind of jump into it, what's your like relationship to Rent? Like, what are your like? How did you grow up? Like, did you watch it on stage? Did you just watch the movies? What's your
connection to it? So I feel like Rent is the first musical that I felt like I like formed my own opinion about and like love. Like I don't know. It was kind of like the reason why I love Broadway, because I like formed my own opinion about it as a teenager. So like, the first Broadway I remember liking was because my parents liked it and my aunties liked it, and that was Phantom of the Opera. And then after that was like Grease was a movie. I didn't even know it was a Broadway, so I liked Grease because my cousins liked it. But I was also like, I don't know, 9 or 7 or I don't know. So as a teenager, Rent had come out as a movie first for me. Okay. Sorry. So my cousins were like, hey, you know that song Seasons of Love? And of course, everybody knows that song. I was like, oh, yeah. They're like, well, they put a movie out about it. Do you guys want to watch it? So I went with my two cousins. It was just me and my sister. And we're like, sure. And I just remember sitting in that theater just being like, and going into it not knowing what it was about at all. Like, I had no idea. And I was just, I remember leaving like, I love all the music. Like, yes, it's such a sad story, but like, I loved everything about it. I loved those actors. Like, I think I fell in love with all of those actors at that moment in time, the songs. And like, I always just feel like a very like emotional, I always feel emotional when it comes to a story about AIDS, because like my parents had a best friend who passed with AIDS, like because of AIDS in the early 90s. So like when everything and anything is set in the early 90s and like it's around like drug abuse or AIDS, it's kind of like I feel like personally attached to it for my parents, I want to say.
Okay, do your parents like Rent also?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
But so I left being like, oh my gosh, like that is like I will forever love this movie, and like I feel so like attached to it emotionally. So I was like really scared about the Rent live thing, because I was like,
have you ever seen it on stage?
No. So then the other part of it was like it came to San Diego that like the next year, I think I was a sophomore in high school. And I remember my cousins who brought me to the movie were like, hey, it's in town, do you want to go? And I asked my mom, and I remember my mom saying like, it's expensive, and I just don't think you're like, you should be watching something like that. Like,
yeah, okay, that does make sense though.
Yeah,
what, you're a sophomore in high school?
Yeah, so I was like 15.
Yeah,
that's, and my mom's like, I just don't want you watching something like that. I'm like, oh, but I watched the movie, and she's like, no, you're not going. So I've never seen it on stage, which one day I will, but
yeah.
So what about you? Anyway, that's my whole like situation with it. But anyway, what about you?
I saw the movie in college. So if you were a sophomore, I was like a freshman. Is that right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably. Maybe like
freshman year in college, freshman or sophomore. I remember seeing it with like Liwanag people.
It was like 05, 06 or something like that.
Yeah, 05. I saw it at Irvine Spectrum. I really liked it. I mean, I think I don't have as deep of a connection with you, but I really do enjoy it. And I really love the story. I have seen it live once, but it was it wasn't like at Pantages, but it was for a for a community college performance. My cousin was in it.
And oh,
it was
really good.
It's definitely different. So it's I want to say that the live version was kind of a mixture of both, because the live version, or like the onstage version, has like the phone calls and those songs, which
the movie
version does not. So I did enjoy it. It's definitely different. My connection is not as strong as yours. But so what were your thoughts or feelings? You had mentioned it a little bit, but going into
like Rent Live,
when they announced it. Yeah,
I was so scared. Like, the only thing that made me feel safe about Rent Live was knowing Jordan Fisher and the guy who was on Jesus Christ Superstar, like Brandon something. Those were the only two that made me think like, okay, I know for sure Collins is going to be good and Mark is going to be good, and that's it. Like, and Mark, I mean, both characters are very like, they're very prominent characters anyway, but like everybody else still has like crazy really songs they have to sing. You know, and so I was just like, oh my god, like I'm terrified. But that's just how
I had it. No idea. I was just kind of like, I think my expectations were set like super super low. Because based off of the other, like, off of Grease Live that they did, I was not, like, I did not care for Grease Live. Like, even if the, like, Aaron Tveit, I think I was talking to my cousin about this. Like, Aaron Tveit's, like, really good. He's talented, yeah. but it just was weird. Like, it just didn't fit for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't love it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just kind of like, oh, well, I like, and the thing is, I like Rent more than I liked Grease.
Right.
So I was just kind of like, and then, like, Vanessa Hudgens. So, yikes.
I know
Vanessa Hudgens was, played Mimi at the Hollywood yeah. Bowl, and we had both heard that she was not good.
Right.
So I was very worried.
Yeah.
Or not worried. I was just kind of like, well, this is probably not going to be great. So I have super low expectations.
Yeah.
How did you feel? Like, just an overall, what's your, like, if you were to give it a grade, what did you think?
I thought it was like, oh, wait, are we doing a grade or like a 1 to 10?
Do you want to do 1 to Flames or?
Yeah, sure.
No, I don't even understand how that ranking works.
Yeah, but I don't either. So if I were doing
one,
like,
to 10.
1 to 10, I would give it like a 6.5.
Ooh, yikes.
7? I don't know. No, overall, like, okay, 6.5, 7 is where I'm going to stay.
I think if I would do a letter grade, I'd give it like a B minus.
Yeah, if I did. Okay, if we did letter grades, I was going to say flat B.
A flat B. Okay, yeah. Mine's BB minus. I don't know.
Because yeah.
there's so many factors into why, like, I feel like I can't give it, like, a true grade because it wasn't live.
Yeah. So explain to our listeners, what do you mean by it wasn't live?
Okay. So, hold on. Let me pull something up so I can get, I wrote something. So, it wasn't live. So if you notice, after the first, like, set or first musical part, they cut to the cast saying that the character who played Roger was injured. He broke his foot like the day before the show, so what they aired, a lot of it was pre-taped rehearsal. And so it's hard because, one, it wasn't live, and so the pre-taped rehearsal, a lot of the actors were saving their voices,
right? Yeah.
And so, like, I remember, like, as I was watching, like, I had a lot of notes on, I thought, like, this song was kind of weak, or I noticed that she was kind of shaky on this, and then I'm like, well, she was probably saving her voice or wasn't going full out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that applies for some of them. For some of them, like, they still went full out, and it was bomb, you know?
Right.
But, like, I think it's tough to judge it. So based off of what I saw, and, like, so I think I'm giving a B because of those, like, instances, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but, like, I just want to say that, like, my first take that I have to say is Vanessa Hudgens was, I don't want to say she wasn't fire, but she was good.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
I was really surprised. To me, that was the biggest takeaway. Well, I have two main takeaways, that Vanessa Hudgens was good, but I wonder if that's because the bar was, like, so low. Like, the bar was on the ground. So it's like, I feel like anything above that would have been blown away by. But I thought she was really good.
Yeah, I will say she has surprised me in both Grease and this, because I always go into it thinking, like, oh my God, this is going to be like Gabriella from High School mm-hmm. Musical. It's going to be so bad. But, like, you could tell she, like, works on her her vocal ability all the time. Like, it's so much more controlled than I've ever heard her before, and, like, you could tell it's like, I mean I don't know the technical side of things, so maybe you can speak to that, but, like, it sounds like she legitimately, like, has a vocal coach and is, like, practicing all the time. Sounds so much more controlled. But what I do know, just, like, for my own personal, like, this is my own personal opinion, I just don't think her talking voice and singing voice is, like, pleasing to my ear. Like, it's just too, like, whiny and high for me. But I'm not trying to say she can't sing, because I noticed that, like, she definitely could. Like, this is way better than I've ever heard her before. But, like, I just don't think her tone of voice, singing and talking, is my cup of tea.
It's your jam.
Yeah,
I also just feel like you hate her, so
I mean, obviously, fine. But it's like, I can at least respect the fact that she, like, is working on becoming a better performer. Like, for sure, you could tell.
Yeah.
I just think her voice is annoying at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah. She was not my fave. Like, I mean, like, as a whole, not my fave, but I was just really surprised at how good she was.
Yeah.
From our some of our listeners out there, I know that Christina from Adventure with the Spencers, aka Cal. Mm-hmm. She enjoyed her performance.
Yeah.
Do you have the quote of what she said?
I do. She said, also, I was VV surprised by Baby V Hudgens' vocals.
Baby V, though, guys.
Also, today we put on our Instagram story to say who your favorite person was from Rent Live, and my friend Ricky said that Baby V was. So,
wow, there you Baby go. V, you got some fans out there.
Baby V has some fans.
A person who's not as much of a fan. I spoke with my cousin Crystal. She's a MFA graduate from CalArts. She has experience in stage acting, and she loves Rent. I know that's like one of her favorite musicals, like, of all time.
Mm-hmm.
She said it was better than she expected. But this, I'm just gonna quote her. Even then, Over the Moon, even though it's an out there song with a lot of out there moments and movements, Maureen is still a very intelligent character and would create movement that still bridged over to the words and intention. And so she just thinks that that Vanessa Hudgens, Baby V's acting choices were different, and she brought a different physicality to the character that were a lot more than the original Maureen. God. Which I think thinking about that, like, what I did appreciate is that they kind of made it, I mean, I wouldn't say they made it contemporary, because, I mean, it's still stuck closer to, like, the 90s setting. But, like, I think in terms of, like, musical style, like, I feel like a lot of them brought their own flavor to it.
Oh,
with
yeah.
With the exception of Roger. Yes. I just felt like he sounded exactly like original Roger.
Or was trying, or sometimes was trying to sound like original Roger, whose name is Adam Pascal. I don't know how you say his last name.
Yes, yeah. So the new Roger was played by Brennan Hunt, and I feel like he just sounded exactly like Roger, and it was like, oh, like, it was almost like, yeah, like you said, doing an imitation of him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wonder if that's what his real voice sounds like.
I know. See, that's how I feel about him too. Like, I thought that guy was good. I'm sorry, I don't remember his name, but I just, there were some times where I'm like, okay, dude, he's trying to, I don't know if he's like actually trying to sound like the original one, or if that's what he just sounds like. So I just don't know. I wasn't sure. Whereas, like, you hear Mario sing.
Okay, yeah, Mario, guys.
Yeah, and it was, like, that was just how he would sing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He didn't try to sound like Taye Diggs, who is amazing also, but, like, he just sang like Mario, and I was feeling it.
Yeah, so I think as a more of a Mario fan than a Rent fan, I really enjoyed his performance. But if I look to it as, like, Rent in general, I feel like it was more like, hey, it's Mario. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
I feel
like
it was Mario in the show, as opposed to him becoming the character, as him becoming Benny, you know?
Yeah, speaking of Mario, because he's a singer. How did you feel about Tinashe?
Okay, so she was one of the ones where I was really not impressed by her vocals. And then I was wondering, like, are Mimi's songs hard to sing? Maybe it explains why Baby V was not great.
I think they are. I mean, I remember seeing Rosario Dawson do it in the movie, and I was like, I didn't even know she can sing that well, because those songs sound really hard to sing.
Yeah. I thought the Light My Candle wasn't bad. It wasn't bad, but then Out Tonight was rough. Like, I don't know if it was because of the dancing and the singing, and maybe that's just not her, like, strong suit. And then I think again about how it was rehearsal. So I'm like, well, damn, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't say, like, name me some of the great vocals of today. I would not say Tinashe.
Right. And I think, like, just overall, like, I mean, okay, I'm sure all of her songs would have been, like, a little bit better if they were to have done it live. But, like, I also felt like you could just tell, if you were to look at all of them across the board, like, you just knew Tinashe had the least amount of experience being in something like that. Like, doing, like, walking around a set, while singing, dancing, yeah, and acting, mm-hmm, at the same time. Like, yeah, you just could tell she had the least experience. And that, for me, was when I was like, oh, man, like, I'm really sad that she's not, like, killing it, you know? Because, like, I like her as an artist, but it's, yeah, like, to be... It, I mean, Broadway is hard, you know? Like, it's, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, takes a, it's so much skill.
It's demanding, because it's, just, like, it's, yeah, not just vocals, but it's also emotion, it's acting. It's, there's, like, so much that goes into it.
Yeah, and, like, you're walking singing around a set. And for that part, she's, like, climbing on scaffolding and, like, all this shit. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, really crazy. But I was just, like, I'm really sad that you could tell, like, her lack of experience is showing. And I was, yeah, like, oh, I feel bad for her. But,
that's,
I mean,
bummer. Yeah, it's a bummer.
She didn't sound horrible. She, no, just, you could tell she was, like, might be having a hard time. Like, her voice was shaky a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, speaking of other characters who were let down, and, like, I don't know if this is, because of the fact that they may have been saving their voice, but I thought that Angel was bad.
Oh, really?
I was trying to at least be, like, generous and say, like, not great or, like, not the best singer. No, but, like, I re-listened to some of it, and it's bad. Like, it's straight up bad. Like, and I think a, yeah, part of it is, like, I want to hope it's because, like, the holding the voice back. But I think it was because she was bad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, again, I, like, just not a lot of experience. I mean, yeah, I thought he was, like, so cute, and, like, I thought he could dance better than he was, or, like, move around better than he was singing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, vocally, I don't think he was the best. She was the best. But, yeah, I mean, like,
so let's do top three and then bottom three.
Okay. You could go first.
Top three, Jordan Fisher, the guy who's Tom Collins. What's the name of the actor who plays Tom Collins?
Brandon something.
No, that's the other guy, isn't it?
Wait, you're talking about the guy from Jesus Christ
Brandon
Superstar.
Victor. So, oh, yeah, Jordan Fisher, Brandon Victor Dixon, and, yes, Kiersey Clemons.
Yes.
The one who played Joanne. I thought those three were, like, definitely the standouts. And really, like, especially for, since they're relatively unknowns. Like, not super, but, like, relatively unknowns. Like, hopefully, mm-hmm, that's, like, something for them. Like, people, to keep an eye out for them. I thought they were very strong. I thought Tango Marine was, like, really, like,
oh my god,
very entertaining.
It was, mm-hmm, so good. Yeah.
Wait, La Vie Boheme, Jordan Fisher's fire, guys.
Just Jordan, like, Fisher, I cannot.
Yeah, let's just talk about your top three. Jordan Fisher, Jordan Fisher, Jordan,
Jordan
Fisher.
Jordan Fisher, correct. No, but okay, if I had to pick a real top three, I would pick Jordan Fisher, Brandon Victor Dixon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would say Mario.
Mm.
I was just like, I thought he was going to be a bad actor, to be honest. But I was like, I believe him.
But I mean,
him.
You guys, he got that step up. He yeah, really stepped up from Step Up, you know?
Yeah. Before we go into Jordan Fisher, wait, who are your bottom three?
Bottom three? Angel, Roger, and Tinashe. Like, they were, to me, they're, like, while the Roger is talented, I just felt like he really didn't do anything to elevate the character.
Right, correct.
Like, it's just, like, this is just, it's him, you know? Which is, like, it sucks because it's not like he's a bad singer. It's just he didn't do anything, like, above and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tinashe, because of I think the vocals were rough for me.
Yeah.
And I think, like, it was hard. Like, I think Crystal pointed something out that I noticed, or that when she mentioned it, like, I kind of remembered it, but that for... She said that Tinashe's acting wasn't, like, up to par. Like, she said she couldn't get the druggy vibe from her.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
That's what I
and
did.
And it just wasn't, she wasn't emotionally invested. But then, like, and it's like, even if it's a run through, you should still be at least acting full out.
The thing is also, it's like, I almost feel like, I mean, somebody tells you we're going to do a full dress rehearsal, we're going to film it just in case. I mean, you would kind of want to still, like,
yeah,
get the acting down at least. Like, really feel, I would assume, like, save your voice. I totally get that. But, like, with the acting, like, I would want to be like, okay, let me do this full out so I know exactly what I'm supposed to feel.
Yeah, you
know what
I mean? where I'm weak on and where I need to improve on for the actual show.
Right, because, like, mm-hmm. while yes, like, we can totally give them, I think we should totally give them all a pass for, like, the fact that it wasn't live, so we can't, I mean, I can't be super hard on it, but it's also, like, if my director and producer are going to say full out, full dress rehearsal, some of it would have to be full out. You know what I mean? Like, you can't all, it can't all just be a mark on everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I agree with what Crystal's saying is, like, the acting, she didn't sell the acting for me at all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, like, a lot of people, like, super went hard in their dress rehearsal.
Jordan Fisher. Like Jordan Fisher, right.
You guys, Jordan Fisher, guys. Really, I already know, like, he's been your boy for a minute, but I think I wasn't expecting him to sound, like, to talk that way and to sing that way. It's like I forgot what he sounded like. I don't know. I was, like, really about it.
Yeah, I mean, he did such a good, like, everything about his performance is so mm-hmm. controlled, but at the same time, enough for what he was doing. Like, there's a part where, like, there's a scene where Mark is, like, crying or is, like, mm. really emotional. And I was like, oh, my God, he's legitimately crying. Like, mm-hmm. he's so, I mean, I just think that's the kind of performer he is. But, like, I was like, dang, he's really good.
Yeah.
Like, no, really, really good.
Very talented. And he's only 24.
I know. And so I think, like, so my sister had told me that, like, in an interview he had said if it, you know, he took that one song in Grease Live to, like, really make it his own and show the world, like, what he can do. And from mm-hmm. then on, he said, like, that changed his entire life because he's now That's in awesome. So many things. And
Crystal
so I
said
just
the same thing. She said the same thing when she watched Grease Live, and she said that yeah. his performance was so good, like, he needs to be doing more. And, like, yeah. I think it's awesome that, like, from that, it jumps to something else, you know?
Yeah. And so, like, I think, like, I used to think, like, okay, I don't get why they don't pick, like why didn't they pick Lea Michele to play Maureen instead of mm-hmm. Vanessa Hudgens, you know, stuff mm-hmm. like that. But it's like, I also really respect the fact that, like, with these live renditions of these Broadways, like, they're giving so many people an opportunity, like, mm-hmm. that girl who played Joanne, I'm sure, wait, mm-hmm. Kirstie Clemons, mm-hmm. I'm sure she's going to blow up because her vocal ability is really good.
Yeah, and she's been in stuff. Only she's only gonna get better. I've seen her on New Girl. She's gonna be in the Flash movie. She plays Iris West.
No.
Yeah, because I saw on her upcoming projects she's gonna be in Flashpoint, and she's Iris West.
Oh my gosh, that's huge. Yeah, like, I just yeah. so that's really cool that that's what happens. Like this gives people an opportunity. But mm-hmm. Yeah, my bottom three are the same as you, and I mean, overall, I thought it was good. Like, I thought they, like, really, they did a good job. It was, like, what I expected it to be in terms of, like, the songs and the staging and what it looked like. So.
So you like the stage?
Cool. I thought it was a little scattered.
I wanted to bring that up. Yeah, I mean, I was like, is this American Idol? Like, when they first did Rent, like, the first song, I was like, what's up? Like, this is a little bit too much for me.
Yeah, it was really crazy.
And in some parts it works where it's like, I like that it's very immersive so that people can feel more involved in the show, like the people who were there.
Right, right.
And like the different shots are cool, but it's also just like, it's again, like I felt like I was getting whiplash like while watching.
I know there were some parts where I was like, okay, I feel dizzy because it like the camera follows somebody through like the entire set. And I'm like, oh my God, this is
yeah,
everywhere.
It's too much.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I had a question for you about... Oh, okay, so how do you... I'm sorry, this is just a spoiler, but too bad for people who are just going to watch it another time. But so how did you feel about them bringing out the originals at the very end?
You know, it was cool, except it wasn't great.
I mean, like, obviously not. Like, the vocals,
yeah,
you mean?
Like, it was rough. And again, like, because I don't know if they did a full performance and then just brought them up or if they just did that performance. It was just, like, so weird. It was weird. Like, it was just, like, awkward and, like, it just, I don't know. I didn't feel great about it.
I thought they were
going to. But I was like, yo, Joe West, though. I did
Wait,
feel
Joe
good
West
about
was,
that.
Like, the best part.
Yeah.
I wish they had coordinated the singing parts.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, good. They're just singing whatever parts. But I mean, I'm all for any kind of cast reunion. So I was like really into it. And I was like, I just love seeing Joe West sing. So that was cool.
Yeah, I was like, huh? I was kind of confused. Like, I don't know. I expected more.
I know. I just wish it was coordinated better.
Yeah, Taye like, Diggs, though.
Okay, Taye Diggs is so fine, dude. Yeah, I can't.
Like, yeah.
Also, I wonder if him and Idina Menzel are cool, but I mean, I'm sure.
Oh, I don't know. Wait, I just want to say that I think the reason why I didn't rank or put Mario higher is because, like, I really could not get Just a Friend out of my head. Like, the whole time I was like, I want to know your name. Like, the whole time. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, it's Mario. Like, that's what was hard for me.
Or it's like Just a Friend. And then after that, you're, like, singing Let Me Love You in your head.
Yes. And, like, every time he'd sing and he'd do a riff, I'd be like, oh, Mario. You know what I mean? Like, it was too much. Like... I don't know. I was like, why is his shirt so tight? It was a lot.
Kirsten!
I don't know. It was... I felt a way about it, okay? And I don't know if it's a good way or a bad way. It's just a way. I do like the diversity of the cast, but that was my
last note on that. Yeah, I did too.
Anything else? Oh, wait. Let's hit up with some reader comments and questions that we didn't get to yet.
Yeah, yeah. I know Teve said that her favorite character she answered today was Jordan Fisher, of course. My sister also answered and said Jordan Fisher. And
Crystal also, I believe hers, Crystal was tied between Jordan Fisher and Brandon Dixon.
Brandon Dixon. Okay, let me see what Teve said for her full reaction. Hold on.
Well, Teve said she didn't watch it
yet. Oh, never mind.
Didn't watch yet, but Jordan Fisher is fire.
Never mind. Let me read Cal's. Or should we read Cal's? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Cal said it was okay. They had to edit for TV, so that kind of killed the vibe. I think they... What was her last part?
You said it got cut off, but she said that she had two last thoughts, and she couldn't remember what it was. But she said it was either... Where is it? She said it was either they could have just not done the show or could have just shown him in the wheelchair.
Which I vote for in the wheelchair.
Wheelchair. Same. Yeah. You know? They could have made it work, you know?
Totally.
Or they could have just not... They could have said the disclaimer at the beginning saying, yo, homie broke his foot, but so he gonna be a wheelchair. You know?
Right. Like, I agree.
I'd rather have that.
Me too. Because then that gives everybody else a chance to really do it.
Yeah. Cal also said Baby V as her favorite character.
Oh, really?
And Rika Leak.
Yeah. who's my friend Rika Ricky.
Leak? Okay, what's up? Shout out to Rika Leak. That's
Rika Leak. That's pretty funny, guys, right?
Great username.
Yeah.
See, other questions? Oh, Cal also was very surprised by Baby V's vocals.
Yeah.
VV surprised. VB by Baby V. Right. So... FYI.
Yeah, Ricky said it could have had potential if it was live. So I think that's a consensus here.
Or it could have been worse. Who knows? We'll never know.
Oh,
you know?
True. Ooh, yikes.
And Forge, we'll never know.
Last comment from our listeners. My sister said that Jordan Fisher and, again, Brandon Victor Nixon Dixon killed it. Overall, she thought it was good. Mm-hmm. She thinks it's one of the better live Broadway things that they've done on TV, for sure.
Agree.
But there were just some people in it, like Joanne and Tinashe, that you could tell didn't have a lot of experience being on a stage like that.
Yeah, so. It's tough. But I mean, Crystal asked about, like, I wonder what the casting process is. Like, what's factoring in? Because is it singing? Is it acting? Is it also, like, their, like, what kind of viewers they'll pull?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I think it's, like, I don't know. A part of me feels like they also want to, like, you want to get in somebody who has some kind of name out there.
Draw,
right?
Or pull, yeah.
Yeah, like, you say Vanessa Hudgens, you're going to get a certain audience. You say Mario... you're going to get a certain audience. You know what I mean?
Which audience, honestly, for Mario? I don't know.
Honestly, anybody who liked Just a Friend and Let Me Love You which is both me and you. So
yeah, you guys and Tony.
And Tony.
Wait, I'm sorry, side note about Just a Friend. We talked about Mario on our second episode.
Yeah.
Who sang it? Was it you?
Me,
or
dude.
Was it Tony? Damn. Like, I want to know your name. That's like,
yeah, I was like, I want to know your name.
I was thinking of you singing it, not even Mario singing it. That's what killed
me. Kirsten, please. Please, no.
Dude, Barry over here.
I hate you.
You guys, Barrio.
Stop, please stop. Stop.
Anyway. Oh, damn. Okay, we got... This is a long episode because we wanted to just, like, talk a little bit about the Grammys.
Yeah.
Which are going to be this Sunday, February 9th. Or 10th, my bad. So we wanted to just quickly kind of go over the list of performers and like see who I want to know who you're looking forward to seeing, or yeah. I doubt I'll watch it like live, so whose performances am I gonna YouTube later is more what it is.
Yeah. I feel like I already know who you're gonna want to YouTube.
I want to
anyway,
see Cardi B.
I want to see Cardi B. I know you want to see Miley Cyrus, am I right?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Her,
same
for sure. Shawn Mendes for
same.
Sure. And hey, Diana Ross, why not?
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in.
There's a few more.
Yeah, Post Malone, I'm sure, would be chill. And Red Hot Chili Peppers. So.
Yeah,
Janelle
so
Monáe.
We're also going to see Camila Cabello.
Cabello,
who I heard from Ramirez that she is not good live. Brandi Carlile, which
good.
I know she's a thing, but I don't know anything about her.
No. Dan and Shay, country duo.
Okay. Yeah, we said Kacey Musgraves. Again, I don't subscribe to her.
And Janelle Monáe. I'm not a huge Janelle Monáe fan, but sure.
I'm sure it'll be quite entertaining.
Yes.
So I'll definitely be... I mean, I'm probably going to record it and like do a quick pass-through to see. I'll probably watch all of the performances or try to.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so in terms of nominees, we can just do the big categories.
Yeah.
So for Album of the Year, we have Her with her album, Her. By the Way, I Forgive You, Brandi Carlile, Scorpion, Drake, Black
Ooh.
Panther, the album, Various Artists, Golden Hour by Kacey Musgraves, Beer Bongs and Bentleys, Post Malone, Invasion of Privacy by Cardi B, Dirty Computer by Janelle Monáe.
Who do you think is going to take it?
Honestly, I have no idea. I want her to win, but I don't think she will. It'd be really cool, but I want to say, I don't know. I guess it just depends on how, like, because the Grammys is so, like, you know, who really votes? And,
I know.
Like, what are they going to be pushing for? I would like a woman to win.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know much about, like, what the scene of the music is right now, but
I know
maybe Janelle Monáe.
I have no idea who's gonna win either, but I would like it to, I want it to be her, but I also feel like if Cardi B took it, I'd be all about it too. I mean, that's cool for her.
Yeah, wait, she's not oh yeah, she is. Invasion of privacy. I don't think it'll be Cardi B. Maybe Black Panther, because they didn't like Kendrick Lamar win.
Maybe. Oh, I mean, yeah, I'd be cool with that too. I don't think Drake is gonna get it.
No.
So
you know, it might just be Kacey Musgraves, because who knows.
Yeah, that's true.
Song of the Year, All the Stars, Kendrick Lamar, SZA, etc. Boot Up by LMA and all of her peeps. God's
that's
Plan
cool.
Drake, In My Blood, Shawn Mendes. The Joke, Brandi Carlile. The Middle, The Middle's a bop.
Oh, The Middle
by
Zed. And
Shallow,
Morris.
Lady Gaga and Company. This Is America, Donald Glover.
Oh, shit. I mean, I think is going to get it? Lady Gaga.
Because Song of the Year has to do with not just, like, it's more about the writing and, like, production of it, not just, like, what's the most popular song.
Right. I'm going to go with Shallow, Lady Gaga.
Same. Just because, like, with the Oscars coming up, maybe they'll just win twice.
And she's won for that song every category since the start of the award season, so.
Oh, has she? Damn.
Mm-hmm. They've won every time they've been nominated.
Damn, that's wild. Okay, yeah. Record of the year. This Is America, Childish Gambino, God's Plan, Drake, I Like It, Cardi B, The Middle, Zedd, Shallow, Lady Gaga, and Bradley Cooper. All the Stars, SZA, Kendrick Lamar, Rockstar, Post Malone, and 21 Savage, The Joke, Brandi Carlile. I'm going with This Is America.
I'm going with This Is America, too.
That would be dope, even if I'm, again, love-hate with Donald Glover. We, forever. Forever love-hate. Let's just do Best New Artist. Yeah. Dua Lipa, Luke Combs, Greta Van Fleet, Her, Baby, I can never again, Baby Rexha, I don't know, Chloe and Hallie, yeah. Georgia Smith, Margot Price. I want her to win.
I think Her is going to win. I think she is going to take it.
I hope so.
On this article that says Dua Lipa is going to win, but yeah, I really want it to be her.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm good on those categories.
Yeah, no, that's good. I think that's good, too. So we'll see. I mean, we're going to be... Yeah,
we'll catch up in 2 weeks on who the winners were and what performances we enjoyed or did not enjoy.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Yeah. Well, sorry this episode's a little bit longer than usual, but we just had a lot to say.
Yeah, we haven't had a long one in a while, but we wanted to talk about the Grammys before it's, like, you know, over.
And just, like, a huge shout-out to all our listeners who talked to us about Rant Live. So that's very cool that you guys responded. Yeah, shout-out to y'all, guys. Yeah, thank you very much. If you have any additional comments on anything we talked about, including Ariana Grande's tattoo debacle, please hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at popandlockspod. Or you can email us, popandlockspod@gmail.com, or on Facebook at the Pop and Locks Podcast.
And remember to subscribe, rate, or review on SoundCloud or Apple Podcasts. Apple Podcasts. Why am I always like fucking up the end? We'd love to hear from you guys. I think we might have only those three reviews. Three? Reviews
three.
Shout out to y'all three. You know, the big three over there, you know?
Big three. Big three.
We're going to send you out with some Rent. Some music from the, you know, Rent Live.
Rent Live.
And again, I am Kirsten.
And I'm Alexa.
And remember, is that right?
Yes.
Remember, we got it on, is that right?
Yes.
Is that right? Shoot, what's wrong? Okay, one more time. I'm Kirsten.
And I'm Alexa.
And remember, we got it on Pop.
And Locks.
Be easy, y'all. No day but today.
Seasons of Love.
Was that we're playing? Okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Sure. How are we going to pay last year's rent? I'm just kidding. We're not going to pay that. Bye, guys.
Bye. 525,000 journeys to plan. 525,000, 600 minutes. How do you measure the life of a woman or a man?
In truths that she lived, or in times that he cried, in breath.